It's Wednesday, February 22nd, A.D. 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. China Aid released its 2022 annual persecution report last Monday. The Chinese Communist Party continues its persecution of churches and has introduced new methods as well. For example, house church leaders now face fraud charges. Authorities claim the tithes and offerings they receive are illegal. The government has also implemented strict regulations for online religious content to remove Christianity from the internet. Bob Fu with China Aid said, quote, "Their goal is not only to curate a socialist-friendly church, they hope to erase it. The international community needs to know about these trends and developments as China continues to rise on the global stage," end quote. On Monday, the Global South Fellowship of Anglican Churches released a statement in response to the Church of England's new blessing services for homosexual couples. Anglican leaders said the decision by the Church of England and Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, forfeits their leadership role of the global communion. The letter stated, quote, "The Church of England has departed from the historic faith passed down from the apostles," end quote. The Global South Fellowship represents Anglican congregations across South America, Asia, and Africa. In a 12-minute speech last Wednesday, Calvin Robinson, a deacon with the Free Church of England, called the Church of England to repent. Listen.
"You do not have the authority to bless sin. When I hear the Bishop of London on record saying these new prayers will mean priests can bless same-sex relationships, some of which may be sexual in nature, I hear the devil at work. Bishops are promoting the idea of sacramental sodomy. Let them be anathema. Repent."
Revelation 2 verse 5 says, "Remember therefore from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent." Last Thursday, a British court acquitted two pro-life advocates of all charges. Police recently charged Isabel von Spruce, the CEO of March for Life UK, and Sean Goff, a Catholic priest, for praying near abortion mills. Local authorities have established censorship zones around abortion mills. In the coming weeks, the UK Parliament will consider bringing such censorship zones to the whole country. After the recent ruling, Spruce said, quote, "I'm glad I've been vindicated of any wrongdoing, but I should never have been arrested for my thoughts and treated like a criminal simply for silently praying on a public street," end quote. Similarly, Goff said, quote, "If the government imposes censorship zones around every abortion facility in the country, as they are considering doing with the public order bill currently under discussion, who knows how many more people will stand trial, even face prison, for offering help or for praying in their mind," end quote. Isaiah 10 verses 1 and 2 says, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees and the writers who keep writing oppression, to turn aside the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil and that they make the fatherless their prey." In the United States, Kansas has kept the pharmacy chain Walgreens from selling the abortion kill pill in the state after the Biden administration dropped certain regulations on abortion drugs. Chains like Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid announced, to their shame, that they would be selling them. Chris Kobach, the state's Republican Attorney General, warned Walgreens that selling the drugs would violate state and federal law. On Monday, Walgreens responded by saying they would not be sending the abortion kill pill into Kansas. Kobach said, quote, "This is a significant victory for the pro-life cause and for women's health," end quote. And finally, the oldest, most complete Hebrew Bible is going up for auction in May for $30 to $50 million. It could become the most expensive historical document ever sold at auction. Known as the Codex Sassoon, the book dates back to the late 9th or early 10th century. It contains the 24 books of the Hebrew Bible with only 12 leaves missing. Sharon Lieberman-Mintz, a senior specialist at Sotheby's, said, quote, "In Codex Sassoon, a monumental transformation in the history of the Hebrew Bible is revealed. The biblical text in book format marks a critical turning point in how we perceive the history of the divine word across thousands of years and is a transformative witness to how the Hebrew Bible has influenced the pillars of civilization, art, culture, law, politics, for centuries," end quote. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. And now to close the broadcast, here's my son Valor Tyndale, who just celebrated his 8th birthday yesterday.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.